Hey peeps, medical update. Another medical update. I got my phone working today, so I've been extra busy. The first time it's been working in 3 weeks, so I've been super busy. And I've been wanting to make this since this morning. It's now 7 p.m. and just a medical update. I got my phone working. My first phone call was a nice lady from the audiologist department, telling me that the doctors feel that my audiologist is not qualified to give that diagnosis. So then I asked, "Who is?" She goes, "Radiology." Then I went, "Where have they been the last year? Why am they only doing it now? Why am I only seeking it now that I've asked for money? Why wasn't this done last year?" That's all I get back from them. It's all I ever get, that and excuses and sidestepping. They never address the fact that this should have been done a year ago. But they've been avoiding me up to the point now where she's got a cocaine nose, look at that. Might not be, but fucking hell, look at that. Anyway, so today I've been ringing all my solicitors because I haven't spoken to them for about a month, and there's just a confusion with email. The person who initiated the case wanted the email, and I sent it to the person who's actually investigating my case, so I sent it to the wrong person, so it's just a bit of miscommunication. So they thought I wasn't interested. It's now back active, no win, no fee, game on. And that's only one out of three lawyers. Yeah, I've got three separate lawyers for three. This is how many people I'm suing. This is how many people have let me down. Not just one, the police, two councils, and mainly the NHS, because as you'll find out with my interview, this is an NHS problem. It's not a police problem, it's not a council problem, this is an NHS problem. They've allowed this to happen. And they've allowed the symptoms, the treatments, not to be promoted. Right, to the point where they're now destroying my only diagnosis that I've got, that anybody's ever listened to me within the doctor's voice. And then they're trying to destroy his character to defame my claim. Then I go, "Well, how do you explain mobile phones giving me headaches?" That's EMF, isn't it? Yeah. How do you explain that? They're shooting them in the foot. They're literally shooting themselves in the foot, because the more and more they'll push this down the can, the more and more they'll get a radiologist down, and I'll actually get diagnosed by a radiologist, and there's no escape from. There's literally no escape from. So I don't know what they're planning to achieve with this. Why don't they just give me the stuff now? I don't get it. These doctors have got broken brains. They don't think logically. They don't think empathetically. I'm starting to think, do they even fucking think? Do they just follow gold lines and use systems and structures that they've been taught? Can they even think right-brained at all? Are they that left-brained that they're imbecilic and apathetic? So after they lost my diagnosis, I struggled for a year to even get a scan. An MRI scan, which come back clear, I might add. A hearing test, come back, not clear, but quote unquote, perfect. Apparently I've got perfect hearing. And they lost my diagnosis from the audiologist, and after retaining that diagnosis, only because I asked for money. I needed their support so I can get exceptional circumstance money. They've refused all offers of my own of treating. So I've said, I can get this over the counter in a pharmacy. We'll be able to get it over the NHS. No. You tell me that. You tell me the logic of that. I was telling me a mate that he can't have a doctor's phone call without it being online and on the internet. I've got my doctor saying, we don't want you emailing us anymore. You mean emailing us too much. Bear in mind they know my phone line's down. They know my phone line down. I've only got it working today. So when I received the email, my phone line wasn't working. And they said to phone them. This is ultimate gaslighting. This is sociopathic mind games. I think every single one of these doctors need to be sacked. It's my opinion. I don't think they're fit. They're not fit to be doctors. All they're doing is relaying state and government information. They can't think, maybe the government might be wrong. I'm struggling to see these people as human beings. Right, because I know what cooperation feels like. I know what cooperation works like, doesn't it? I've worked in teams. I'm actually a good team builder. I'm actually a good team player. So I know what it takes. I know what cooperation looks like. Cooperation looks like. But I have not received one single iota milligram of any cooperation from the doctors. It's been nothing. It's not even been neutral. It's been resistance. It's not even been neutral. It's been pure resistance. We all know why, don't we? Because of 5G. 5G is this magical, etheric technology that needs to be protected at all costs by the police and the medical industry. Because of some random act in America. The Geneva Convention might actually be real, because if this is proven at court that this is harmful, then we can prove it's at war against the people. Once it's at war against the people, people will be hanged. Now I think all these heads of phone companies, they'll all be hung live in the streets if there is any justice. These MPs, I wouldn't say live or hung, that's a bit too extreme for them. They'll be held accountable. Everybody will be held accountable. Hiding behind PC screens and avoiding other people's pain from your own actions. Right. This is all coming to an end. The reign of evil is coming to an end. And when chaos begins, it's because evil has lost control. Evil is in control. That's why there's hardly any chaos. It's controlled chaos. When evil loses control, it's real chaos. The chaos they cannot control. And that's the day I'm waiting for. Because this can't carry on. People are going to be... How many people are going to watch their loved ones get ill and pass away because of these incompetent people in positions of power? It can't go on. There's going to be a boiling point where people have had enough. I'm just so happened to be one of the ones on the forefront. I wouldn't say I was the first ones doing it, but I would say I'm one of the first ones in the manosphere, I could say, because the truth movement have been fighting 5G for years. But I've only started physically fighting it. You know, I've been all dumb. Documentary and talking about it down the pub in back in the day or whatnot, but physically fighting against it, I've only been doing it ever since I've been in pain. This has told me, this has shown me that you can't wait for pain to act. The prospect of pain should be enough for you to act. Because if you don't act, that prospect becomes reality. This is a Manny Lode, over and out.